Civilization is a word which has been much abused and much maligned, but we could say that a civilized code of conduct would simply be grease on the wheels of the third dynamic. The third dynamic could exist in the presence of a code of conduct and cannot exist continuously without deterioration in the absence of such a code. The auditor's code then is not an arbitrary, nor is it a code which tells you to be sympathetic to the preclear, nor is it a code which is necessarily relegated to the field of healing or the practice of Scientology. It would simply be a code of how to be civilized. And if you were being very, very polite indeed, you wouldn't invalidate or evaluate for people to whom you were speaking beyond this point. You would simply keep the communication going, adding your ideas to it, and weaving theirs into it and weaving theirs out of it while they wove yours in and out of it, and you would just have an interchange there which would go along, and there would be good affinity preserved all the way along the line. You wouldn't evaluate or invalidate anywhere here. All right. How do you apply this code today, and what does it consist of? Well, the two shuns are certainly there. But something new has entered the code. Something new is in this code. You don't, out of the sake of politeness, leave somebody ill or uninformed. You see that. You don't let an inherent diffidence for offense stand in your road in making somebody well. In other words, just because you have to be rough once in a while, just because you have to be sharp, these things would not make somebody sick in moderation. But just because you have to be polite and you would refuse to do these others, you might very well fail to make somebody well. Now let's see the reason for this. Today, we are very much closer to truth in the handling of preclears. We know so much better what we are doing, and we can do it so much more easily that some of the caution we perforce had to apply is no longer applicable. Some of the caution is not applicable. It wouldn't matter too much today if you were to drop a preclear at the end of the session without entirely and completely running out whatever you were doing. You could drop him at the end of the session and pick him up at a subsequent session. And certainly with people who have been through the advanced clinical course, you would have some feeling that even if he did go away, sooner or later, swinging back into auditing, somebody would run out his auditing. You see, there is a shared responsibility for that because we have processes which remedy it. You could simply have the fellow spot the spots of the last auditing session, even though it were in the same room, and you would knock out, well, if you did that with remedy of having this, you would knock out that session. You could leave somebody then in a comm lag. In the old days, to get around this, do you realize we sometimes had to audit people for 11 hours at a stretch simply because we couldn't let the case go? Very often happened that some auditor was auditing somebody late into the night simply because the case was running and he really didn't dare stop it. Another thing is we had superstitions of various kinds. One of them was boil off. We believed if you disturb somebody very badly in boil off that it would be a shock practically stop his whole reactive bank or something of the sort.